Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia crisis with US President Donald Trump and Sri Lankan President Anura Dissananayake. Prime Minister also announces formation of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of West Asia conflict. Denmark ruling alliance fails to win parliamentary elections. Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rahman says Pakistani occupation forces carried out one of most heinous genocides in history against unarmed people of Bangladesh in 1971. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, they exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that they agreed to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. The Prime Minister also had a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. They reviewed progress on key initiatives aimed at strengthening India-Sri Lanka energy cooperation and enhancing regional security. Further, Prime Minister Modi said that India and Sri Lanka reaffirmed their commitment to work closely together in addressing shared challenges. Prime Minister Modi has announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of the West Asia conflict and urged states to work with the centre in a Team India approach to ward off the crisis. In a statement in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Modi said that the 7 empowered groups will deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilizers, gas, supply chains and inflation.
भारत सरकार ने एक इंटर मिनिस्ट्रियल ग्रुप भी बनाया है 7 नए एम्पावर्ड ग्रुप्स का भी गठन किया गया है ये ग्रुप सप्लाई चेन पेट्रोल डीजल फर्टिलाइजर गैस महंगाई ऐसे विषयों पर त्वरित और दूरगामी रणनीति के तहत कार्रवाई करने का काम करेंगे
The Prime Minister reiterated India's position of dialogue and diplomacy as the only solutions to the restoration of peace in West Asia. He also said India is in constant touch with all parties to stress de-escalation.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं हम ईरान इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है हमने डी-एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है
Acknowledging that the situation is constantly changing, Mr. Modi called upon citizens to remain prepared for any eventuality. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan and UK's Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Sir Harvey Smith held a meeting in New Delhi yesterday where discussions focused on progress in training exchanges, intelligence collaboration and integrated military engagement between the two nations. In a social media post, High Commission of India in London said, advancing future-ready India-UK defence engagement. General Anil Chauhan interacted with Sir Harvey Smith, Chief of Air Staff, Royal Air Force, with discussions focusing on progress in training exchanges, intelligence collaboration and integrated military engagement. An Iranian ballistic missile barrage has killed 6 Peshmerga fighters and injured around 30 others in Iraq's Erbil province in a significant escalation of cross-border attacks on Kurdish-Iraqi security forces. The Kurdistan's Region Ministry of Peshmerga Affairs said that 6 missiles struck military positions in the Soran district yesterday. The ministry described the assault as a hostile and treacherous act and said it violated principles of good neighborly relations. The strike comes amid a broader pattern of intensified Iranian military activity targeting northern Iraq in recent weeks. This is Akashwani and you're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news from around the globe. In Denmark, election ended in an indecisive result that left the Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's future unclear after a campaign that focused on bread and butter issues rather than her handling of the crisis over US President Donald Trump's ambitious towards Greenland. Official results showed yesterday that Mette Frederiksen's centre-left Social Democrats lost ground compared to the last election in 2022, as did her two partners in the outgoing government. Neither left-leaning nor right-leaning blocs won a majority in the parliament. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Tariq Rehman has extended his condolences on Genocide Day today, which is observed to commemorate the victims of March 25, 1971. Mr. Rehman recounted how Pakistani occupation forces killed Bangladeshis in the name of Operation Searchlight. In a post on social media, he said, "In the history of freedom-loving Bangladesh, 25th March remains one of the most disgraceful and brutal days." A report from our Dhaka correspondent.
The night of March 25th remains etched in national memory as a calculated assault on the cultural, intellectual and political fabric of the Bengali people, with institutions like Dhaka University among the main targets. As part of nationwide observance, a symbolic one-minute blackout will be held from 10:30 p.m. to 10:31 p.m. with key installations and emergency services exempted. Educational institutions are organizing discussions, while documentary screening and photo exhibitions are being held across major cities to highlight the genocide and the liberation war. Special prayers are being offered at mosques and other places of worship in memory of those killed, while illumination has been restricted as a mark of respect. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
Russia has launched the largest aerial attack on Ukraine over a 24-hour period since the war began, hitting cities across the country with 948 drones. More than 400 drones were fired yesterday afternoon alone in an unusual daytime attack which killed and injured many across western Ukraine. Those strikes came hours after a heavy overnight attack left at least 5 people dead. In Lviv city, Mayor Andriy Sodoyev said 22 people in the city were injured and warned that the number would increase. 4 years after Moscow launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the wars continue unabated, with Russia launching nearly daily attacks on cities across Ukraine. Human rights defender Taslima Akhtar, chairperson of the Association of Terror Victims in Kashmir, delivered a strong rebuttal to Pakistan's narrative at the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking to media, Akhtar emphasized that Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, is an inseparable part of India and highlighted the stark contrast in governance and rights between the two regions. Akhtar underscored the functioning democratic system in Jammu and Kashmir, contrasting it with the suppression across the border. The Embassy of India in Kathmandu has celebrated the Golden Jubilee Scholarship Day with the participation of hundreds of students of Nepal supported by the scholarship. The prestigious scholarship was established in 2002 to commemorate 50 years of India-Nepal economic cooperation. Over the years, the number of scholarship recipients has increased to 200 annually. More than 3,500 Nepali students from all 77 districts of Nepal have benefited from the scholarship scheme. Air India and Air India Express will together operate a combined total of 26 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia region today. In a social media post, Air India said that both the carriers will continue operating their respective scheduled services to and from Jeddah, with a total of 8 flights between India and Jeddah. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia crisis with US President Donald Trump and Sri Lankan President Anura Dissanayake. Prime Minister also announces formation of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of West Asia conflict. Denmark's ruling alliance fails to win parliamentary elections. Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rehman says Pakistani occupation forces carried out one of the most heinous genocides in history against unarmed people of Bangladesh in 1971. And that is the end of this news bulletin.